Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny, said, "May Allah's mercy not be upon the parents who, with their words or their actions, do not upbring a child correctly." So, parents do have a role in upbringing the child. And in this program, we come up with all the important things parents need to know about Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, who heads an Islamic institute in Qom and teaches Islamic studies. We have had this pleasure to invite Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much.
So when we talk about upbringing, what does it mean to upbring a child? Does it mean to educate your child, or does upbringing have some difference with education?
Yes, thank you very much for your question. It's an honor to be on your program. I begin this small talk of mine in the name of Allah, the Supreme Absolute Being. Yes, when we talk about upbringing, actually, we are talking about education. We are talking about educating our children. Bringing them up is to bring about change in their behavior.
Okay.
And upbringing is also trying to bring about a change in one's behavior. Therefore, we consider upbringing to be a facet of education. Of course, education is formal education and informal education. When we talk about education, we even have non-formal types of education. We're not talking about formal education that is imparted or given in the schools, colleges, or universities. We're talking about informal education. And one of the most important aspects of informal education is the upbringing of children.
Okay.
And of course, it does not only start after the child is born, it starts even when the child is in the womb of the mother.
Okay.
And even goes back to the time when man and woman came together as husband and wife.
Okay.
It even starts from that time.
All right.
As has been quoted from the great Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore, we have to consider it to be a holistic aspect of our lives. We have to consider it in a wholesome way. We have to take care of and then understand all the various elements that are involved in education. We can't be looking for quick solutions as parents. We are dealing with children. We are dealing with precious things as All precious right. gifts of Allah Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being is a trust
yes.
Given to us by our Lord Allah Almighty.
Yes.
He has created every human being, as I said, in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
He is the manifestation. A child is the manifestation, and every human being is the manifestation of the attributes of Allah Almighty, the manifestation of Allah's will, power, and knowledge. Therefore, it is a very precious thing. It's a very, it's something which has to be dealt with very carefully.
All right.
And in Islam, as you know, when we talk about becoming Islamic, when we become want to become religious, it's not just being religious in the sense that we carry out devotional practices and pray before our Lord. That is one aspect of Islam.
Okay.
Islam
so
talks
what
about...
what are the other aspects that are related to upbringing? I'll talk to you on that note after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about Islamic upbringing with Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Salman Naqvi. Yes, brother, you said that Islamic upbringing is one of the duties of parents by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which because a child provided to them from Allah is just not a simple human being, but a trust, an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are different aspects of upbringing. Yes.
So, yes, as I was saying, that upbringing is actually education.
Okay.
And so to become a good educator, we have to educate ourselves to become good educators and trainers and parents in different roles.
Yeah.
If we go into the professional realm of our lives, we have to prepare ourselves for becoming good professionals. We have to prepare, train ourselves, educate ourselves to play a role as a professional in society. But the most important role in society may be of parents who are going to bring up children. So we need to educate ourselves in how to bring up children. And to educate ourselves, we have to understand the human being. We have to understand the various aspects and dimensions of human behavior. We have to learn what it means to be an educationist, what it means to be an educator, what it means to be a trainer.
Okay.
So we need to understand the concept of education and its elements and its domains and its aspects.
Yeah.
So, for example, when we want to pray to our Lord, Allah Almighty says in the books that have been written by our great scholars, they say that if you want to carry out any practice, you have to know its rules before you carry out that practice.
Yeah.
So praying before our Lord, offering five times prayers, has its own rules.
All right.
And dealing with children
has
its own rules.
All right.
It has its own skills.
Yes.
The skill set, the knowledge skill set that is required for praying is different from the knowledge and skill set that is required for becoming a good parent.
Yeah.
So we have to, in the first place, acquire that skill set. We can't just enter a married life without having that skill set.
All right. So you're trying to say that if we are very good devotional Muslims, but at the same time, that does not mean being a good devotional Muslim will make you a good parent. For being a good parent, you need to be a good educator. You need to have education yourself, and you need to be a good trainer. And for all that, you need to know the elements of education.
Exactly.
I'll talk to you on that note after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Brother Naqvi, you said that there are different elements of education. I would want to know from you, what are those elements?
When we talk about education and bringing up children especially, and basically we're talking about bringing about a change.
Yeah.
Change in behavior. In Islam, the change in behavior, the behavioral change or the behavior that is expected, or the performance goals that are expected, the competencies which are required for a human being, based on faith, based on faith. The important thing is faith has to be there.
All
but
right.
faith has to translate into actions
yeah.
with the help of taqwa. Faith changes into practices, good deeds through the element of taqwa.
Piety.
And the behavioral change, as any change means and implies, has at least six factors, six elements. You have the person who is being changed.
Okay.
The person who is moving from one place to the other.
Okay.
There's a beginning time, point, starting point.
Okay.
There's an end point, the destination where we want to reach.
Okay.
And then we have the person who is bringing about the change, the educator.
Okay.
And then we have the pathway.
The
path that has to be traversed mm-hmm. from the beginning to the end.
All right.
And then we have the categories in our human psyche or the psychology of the human being inside us, the covert, hidden things which are there in the form of our thoughts and feelings which have to change.
Yeah.
Our understanding, our knowledge has to change.
Yes.
Our feelings and emotions have to change. Our skills, the psychomotor skills that are required for any type of behavior have to change. So
okay.
that are those three, the knowledge, the skills, the attitude, which is hidden beneath the skin of our bodies
okay.
and in our mental capacities, they have to change.
Mm-hmm.
So that behavior that is seen apparently, for example, if you take the example of an iceberg,
okay,
and you always know the Titanic crashed
yeah.
or sank because it hit a big iceberg. Because they just saw the upper part, which was above the surface of the ocean. That is a small part. Maybe 20-30% of the iceberg is above.
Yeah.
70-80% of the iceberg is
beneath.
And they didn't see that. And the Titanic struck that and sank.
Yeah.
So the thing which is apparent is the behavior which comes up through our physical body that we have.
Okay.
When we, for example, pray to Allah Almighty in our devotional worship,
okay.
apparently we see the movements of the prayer.
Yeah.
The standing up and praying, the prostration, the bowing down, everything
yeah.
is apparent. But beneath the surface are the thoughts and
yeah.
the feelings, the emotions, and also the psychomotor skills,
okay.
which are employed when we need to bow down, when we need to go in prostration, in sajda.
Yeah.
So this underneath the skin, below the surface, changes have to take place.
Yeah.
And that are very important. If we want our children to respect their parents, to listen to their parents, not to waste their time, not to go off for things which are not, for example, good for them,
mm-hmm.
for their physical health, for their mental health. They want to protect themselves. They want to protect others from the children. Whatever. If we want good behavior from children, we need to change what is beneath the surface.
Yes.
And that transformation is the learning that has to take place.
Yeah.
And that learning that has to be imparted by the guides, by the parents.
Yeah. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Inshallah, we'll talk with you in another session on talk more about Islamic upbringing. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And you can listen back to our programs on our website, that's parstoday.com. And in parstoday.com, you will find a tab with the name Call of Islam, wherein you can find programs of Islamic upbringing. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.